Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great to be with you. A little Pearl Jam action here on a Monday morning. Jetta Cameron, Chan Reshi. We'll talk to Ben Davis at 7 o'clock. He'll be in studio with us for 3 hours. We're just out of the booth over the last couple days and into the Tasty Cake studio for the next 3 hours starting at 7 o'clock. 215-592-9494 to react to everything from Philadelphia sports over the weekend. By the way, when you call, your chance to win a $100 gift card to see Joseph Anthony Retreat. I said to see like it's a concert, not to see. To go to Joseph Anthony Retreat. I'm here. I'm listening to Pearl Jam. I'm thinking of a concert. Yeah, go see Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon concert. No. Go get yourself treated. Or a loved one treated at Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Now three locations: Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can visit them in person or online, josephanthony.com. Josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. All right, John, a happy birthday has to go out to one of the greats, and that would be a Jack Nicholson. Jack is getting up there in age. I have a age for him. You want to take a gander here today, Mr.
Sure.
Richie? Jack
sure.
Nicholson. How yeah. old do you think he is?
89 years old.
He is 87 years wow. old today. So Jack is 87. Look, in honor of Jack, what a tremendous career and entertainer, the whole deal. You don't think of him as an entertainer, but that's what he does. He entertains us. In honor of Jack, we'll ask you today to give us, for your chance to win the Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon $100 gift card, give us a Jack. There's good Jacks, there's bad Jacks, there's alive Jacks, there's dead Jacks, there's fictional Jacks, there's play-on-word Jacks. Give us a Jack. The best answer by the end of the show will win the $100 gift card. John Ritchie, when you think of a Jack, and everyone again, at 215-592-9494, so many ways to go, John, when you think of a Jack.
Yes.
What comes to mind for you?
This Jack is very near and dear to my heart, Jack. In the Box.
Mm-hmm.
The Jack in the Box is on the West Coast, but as a college student, that was the cuisine for the most part, for the large portion of a semester.
Because
you could get Jumbo Jacks, you know, their signature burger, Jumbo Jacks for less than a dollar.
Well, that is the deal.
Jumbo Jacks were cents.
Yeah.
Like, you could buy them for cents. And they were good.
John,
it was like a quarter-pound burger that was delicious, delectable, and cheap.
I got on a cheap kick in college at one stretch. Boone's wine, $3.
It wasn't just you.
It was $3.
Yeah, I got on a cheap kick in college, said everyone who ever lived. Yes.
All right.
I ate KFC mashed potatoes and gravy
there you go.
For like like months straight for dinner.
There you go. Probably with some natty ice, right?
No, I've never beer drinking.
Natty ice was on the cheap side. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer. And again, everyone, 215.
What's your favorite flavor of Boone's?
Oh, I don't know, John. I have no freaking clue.
Yeah.
All right, James, give me an answer here. And everyone, 215-592-9494 for a Jack. What do you got here, James?
I'll be the one to do it. Also a Jack that's near and dear to my heart.
Jack Fritz here.
Our guy Fritzy.
Oh, for the love of God. Are we looking for good answers?
He just was given as an answer.
That's ridiculous. Mm. All right, Rhea, give me a Jack.
Blackjack.
Blackjack, yep. Look, a lot of big answers are going to be available here. I'm going to go with that guy that would, do the beanstalk thing. Look, big answers. Jack! I'll never let go, Jack. And then she
lets
go. Why
do you keep giving answers?
I don't know. I just felt like that.
You had
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just given double Jack whammy. And the Beanstalk.
Yeah, too bad.
Why are you going with the Titanic, Jack?
You know what? I don't know. I messed up.
That's a huge answer.
All right, let's go to the phones. Give us a great Jack, whoever provides the best. Is going to win the $100 gift card. Rocco right now. Good morning, Rocco.
Good morning, gentlemen. Boy, there's a plethora of sports topics that we can get into.
Sure
but
are.
I want to bring up the NFL draft because this year, Marks and Rhea, you can back me up on this, the 25th anniversary of McNabb's draft.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the day that my name kind of got into this quasi-famous category in sports talk radio. But listen, I hope that there's a slight dedication at the draft party this year in commemorating that day. It would be nice. It would be nice. But let's flip to the Sixers here.
Sure.
I'm with Joe Wechner for the last 4 years, and the problem with the Sixers is Joel Embiid. First off, can we just say that the process was a failure?
We'll be able to say it in about 2 to 3 years, one way or the other. It's not over yet.
We have one player left from that entire process.
I know.
And the whole season revolves around whether he feels confident or he feels moody, whether he feels like he's up to par. Can we just put it in the rearview mirror and just start anew? Because
look, they may get to that point in the next year or two. They certainly might. They're not there yet. I don't think they should be there yet. But look, I understand the thought process of people that say it's not going to work. Let's move on. Now, I'm not there, but I get that it is something to consider, particularly if you feel like at a certain point, you know, he's going to lose tremendous value. Like if he suffers a devastating knee injury, then all of a sudden, instead of getting, you know, four first-round draft picks and three pick swaps, you know, you could get, like, squat-ta.
Joe, I looked at that game Saturday night, and I went, there's no way he's getting through several rounds of the playoffs. I mean, that's just the conclusion I came to.
Every year, Rhea. Every year you come to that conclusion.
But this year, more than ever, Rocco. Like, it feels more unstable to me than it's ever felt. With that said, in the first quarter, I mean, he
amazing.
Looked like the best player in the world. He did.
The first quarter, it felt like we could roll over that Knicks team because he was taking us there.
But guys, a first quarter does not make a championship.
I know.
You have an entire playoff series that we have never seen from this player.
Right.
Now, listen, called bad luck, but we drafted him. He had a broken foot.
Yeah.
Okay, or a broken bone in his foot that had to be surgically repaired.
Yep.
And then he broke the other bone in the other foot. I mean, you know,
well, it wasn't the other foot. It was the same foot. Rocco, give me an answer here for a Jack.
Well, the first one to come along, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper. How about that answer? Jack the Ripper. Not bad. 2155. What is that?
And
London.
He was the first Jack to come along.
Yeah, yeah, first Jack.
Whitechapel,
ever.
Part of London, I think.
So what is that? Like 1700s? When is that guy?
I think 18. Was 18. It 18?
Jack the Ripper. 1800s. Yeah.
1800s.
We can go on a tour, Joe, of all the spots when we're over there.
We do need to kind of start planning.
Yes.
Like what is going on when we go into we go to London? What is happening there? We're also trying to figure out what's going to happen tonight. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, who wins tonight, Sixers or Knicks? Who wins tonight? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well. So, John, Saturday was a heck of a sports conundrum for me. I mean, I have had, you know, I'm saying it in the present tense, but I had tickets to the Phillies game. Hang out with a group of friends, I rarely say. I felt it would be bad form if I backed out on them. If it was a game seven, I would have backed out on them. It was a game one. So, I mean, the Phillies and Sixers happen at the same time. I go to the game. Now, I'm fully prepared. And it's an entertaining Phillies game. You know, they're doing what they're doing. They're controlling the game. I'm fully prepared to bail out of the game early. Like, you know, mid-third quarter or something to go rock and roll with the Sixers.
But then
Zach Wheeler's pitching a no-hitter.
That's great.
And it was, and I'm telling you, you could sense the murmur in the crowd. Like, people were like, what are we doing? And then my phone start going, like, people start, you know. So here's the way I played it. And by the way, I think there were a couple thousand that played it this way. The second, and I mean the second, he gave up that base hit.
Gone.
Out of there. I was out of there. I mean, so it was with five outs to go in the game. And, you know, we're all kind of looking. So my group, we're looking at each other in like the sixth and seventh, like, all right, what are we doing here? What's the strategy? And I laid it out. I said, look, I think we have to stay until he gives up a hit or gets pulled out of the game.
There's no think. You have to. Like, it's not even a think. Like, it's a no-hitter. Like, you have to stay. If you left and he pitched a no-hitter, like, you would never forgive yourself.
Oh, I agree with you.
Eternal damnation.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Eternal
James, there was another factor, though. I didn't know that Rob Thompson would let him finish the game.
Well, of course.
His pitch count was high.
But even still.
No, but I mean, seriously, would Rob Thompson have let
no chance. He was in the hundreds in the seventh, or heading into the eighth inning.
So you do not think he would have finished that game if he had given up?
Let's say he goes through the eighth and he's at like 112 or 113. No, I think maybe he lets him go out and try and get like a quick out on a pitch and see what happens. But I think ultimately at that point, he's unlikely to finish the game.
These are all part of, John, this was our group's
conundrum.
Yeah, our group's having a conversation. Like, we got this factor.
Then
another factor, how close the Sixers game was. I was like, look, guys, if the Sixers are down 20 or up 20, less need to like scamper out immediately. So
have you decided that you like the City Connect jerseys any more now that we've been dominant in the City Connect jerseys?
No, we knock it off. I'll say the same thing I said last week.
Because I like them more. The more I see them, the more I like them.
Is this going to be like a Gritty
cool,
thing?
Man.
A lot of people hated Gritty initially, and then the second day they love Gritty. A lot of people hated this jersey right away. Maybe start swinging around.
Look, you swing the bats well with those jerseys. They look a lot sweeter. And I think it's a cool looking concept that it's dark, it's black, and then the blue collar thing that really does resonate. It's so completely different. I liked the yellow. Ben Davis said something just like under his breath about like Wolverine behind the plate or something. I thought it was one of the funniest comments I'd heard or seen on one of these broadcasts.
Well, you know,
he looked exactly like the old Wolverine from X-Men.
You're talking about JT?
JT in the all-yellow catcher's uniform. It looked like, you know, age-old Wolverine from back in the day.
Does it look like a Philly?
No, he doesn't.
No, looks completely different. But
the yellow chest protector is really
bizarre.
It's hard to miss them. Hard to miss them. If there's really any truth to that idea, like put your soccer goalie in the brightest possible uniform because that's going to attract kicks.
It's unbelievable.
Put your catcher in the brightest possible uniform to get that pitcher to throw to.
All right, well, look, you can let us know 2 games into the City Connect. Are you starting to vibe with them or not? 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the guided door window to the weekend. I mean, we've already talked about a lot of elements of the weekend, but one more to address. Guided door and window, receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's GUIDA.com. All right. It was a weekend with, I hate to say it, but 3 deaths that we should mention on the air. And it's 3 people we probably haven't talked about in years here on WIP, but all 3 merit a mention upon their passing this weekend. The first is the former Eagles starting quarterback, Roman Gabriel. So those old enough certainly would be very familiar with him. I never saw him play, but he was the quarterback before Jaws. He was a quarterback mid-70s for the Eagles. Roman Gabriel passed away over the weekend. So too did from ESPN, Howie Schwab. Now, Schwab hadn't been at ESPN for a while, but you might remember he was the Stump the Schwab guy. If there was no Stump the Schwab, there might not have been a Beat the Hammer.
I can, as the person who came up with the concept for Beat the Hammer, I can tell you if there was no Stump the Schwab, I probably would have never thought of Beat the Hammer.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tremendous trivia game about 20-ish years ago. I mean, I would watch it all the time on ESPN. And unfortunately, Howie Schwab died not so old. I think he was in his 60s. So
63, that's because I didn't think he was that old.
I would have thought he was older. I mean, that was a long time ago. But anyway, Howie Schwab passed away. And the third, and for those that, you know, grew up around here, will remember him from both TV and here at WIP, Joe Pellegrino passed away this weekend.
Wow.
So I think of him mostly as Channel 10. And, you know, you had Al Meltzer #1, Joe Pellegrino #2. Like when the Sixers won the title in 83, Joe Pellegrino was the guy in L.A., you know, with the group, you know, interviewing the guys out there while Big Al was back in the studio in Philadelphia. So he also, though, was one of the early WIP sports radio hosts. I mean, what we do and what so many of us here at WIP have done for, you know, now so many decades, Joe Pellegrino was on the early side of that, the cutting edge side of that back in the 1980s. So I never met him. I was always a big fan of Joe Pellegrino, just as someone growing up watching Channel 10. But anyway, just wanted to mention Roman Gabriel, Howie Schwab, and Joe Pellegrino.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.